Return to Comrade. This is a civil defense test exercise. This is not a real alert. This is a part of the 1961 Operation Alert program.
In a few minutes, you will hear messages from your federal, state, and local defense authorities. This is a test exercise, not a real alert.
A Conrad radio alert can only be declared by the Commander-in-Chief of the North American Air Defense Command or his authorized representative. This triggers a nationwide network of authorized and equipped stations to broadcast on 640 and 1240 kilocycles at all times. News bulletins and emergency weather warnings may be broadcast by AM, FM, and TV stations using the regularly assigned frequencies. Conrad is a military requirement for the foreseeable future, our defense leaders say. They emphasize that as long as the manned bomber and air-breathing missiles are part of an enemy threat, Conrad must be maintained as an emergency information system. If those charged with the responsibility of defending the United States from hostile attack could be assured that the enemy would not use domestic radio stations for navigational aid, there would be no need for Conrad. But this assurance cannot be given, and the fact remains that navigational guidance by such means is well within the capability of modern military weapons. Your government and the nation's broadcast stations have teamed up together to give you this Conrad drill as an indication of the preparedness of industry. Are you prepared in your communities and in your homes?
This is a test exercise, not a real alert. If you tuned in late, you will not hear radio broadcasting over any other frequencies except 640 or 1240 for the next 30 minutes.
We want to know how clearly you receive these messages. Please send a postcard to the broadcasting station to which you were listening, give your address, and indicate whether you heard the program on 640 or 1240, and whether messages were received good, meaning loud and clear, fair, meaning faint but understandable, or poor, meaning indistinct or not at all. This is a civil defense test exercise to determine the efficiency of Conrad emergency broadcasting. Please write in. Please send a postcard to the broadcasting station to which you were listening. Give your address and indicate whether you heard the program on either 640 or 1240, and whether messages were received good, meaning loud and clear, fair, meaning faint but understandable, poor, meaning indistinct or not heard at all. This is a civil defense test exercise to determine the efficiency of Conrad emergency broadcasting. Please write in.
The take cover siren signal, a wailing tone or short blast for 3 minutes, will be sounded sometime today throughout Illinois. This means take cover immediately. If this were an actual warning, you'd stay undercover until you were advised by a Conrad it was safe to emerge. You would keep tuned to Conrad for further instructions. If the alert signal sounded by your civil defense were an actual warning, all regular radio and TV stations would be silent. Then on 640 or 1240 on your radio, you would be getting official messages informing you of proper action to take.
You might hear a message about the situation from the governor of the state of Illinois. Here is an Operation Alert announcement from Governor Otto Turner.
Operation Alert 1961 is a time for inventory of our national, state, local, and personal disaster preparedness. In this nuclear age, we cannot afford to speculate on survival. The national security and military defense of the United States has undergone a complete revolution in the past 10 years. This was, in the main, due to scientific developments of guided missiles with nuclear warheads which can reach any part of this country from hostile launching sites. Prudent concern for the protection of our civilian population in a nuclear world makes it necessary that civil defense be parallel to the military defense of the country. I heartily concur in the federal shelter policy, which recognizes fallout shelters as the best single non-military defense measure for the protection of the greatest number of people. In Illinois, we must unswervingly stand up and be counted in favor of both a strong military and civil defense. With our state and nation appropriately prepared to meet the challenges of tomorrow, be they military or economic, there can be no limit to our accomplishments.
You have just heard a message from the governor of Illinois, Otto Turner, speaking on behalf of Operation Alert 1961. This is a test exercise, not a real alert.
You are listening to ConoRad and a civil defense test exercise. This is a test, not a real alert. Stay tuned either 640 or 1240 on your radio dial for more civil defense announcements and messages from your federal, state, and local defense authorities. Please send a postcard to the station to which you were listening and indicate whether you heard the program on 640 or 1240 and whether messages were received good, meaning loud and clear, fair, meaning faint but understandable, poor, meaning indistinct or not at all. You will not hear radio broadcasting over any other radio frequency except 640 or 1240 until 3:30 p.m. today. The basic goal of civil defense is prevention. Prevention of death, damage, and destruction. Once disaster strikes, civil defense has the mission to protect life and property, to minimize and repair damage, and to mobilize and manage resources and production. Civil defense is not apart from government. It is government itself, aided by auxiliaries and emergencies to minimize the effects of disaster. This mission cannot be carried out by a few individuals. Every citizen, every arm of government has a job to do. The sole reason for the existence of national, state, and local survival plans for civil defense and defense mobilization is to protect you, your family, your neighbors, your fellow Americans. But these plans will not work unless you make them work. If survival plans are ever tested by war, the outcome will depend on the support you give them now. There will be no time after the warning comes to do what you should be doing today.
The plans point the way for this nation to be prepared to withstand an all-out attack, to recover, and to win. But even more important, the better the state of our home defenses, the less chance there will be that an aggressor will gamble with war against us, or the less chance there will be that he can knock us out with one blow. To prevent our country from having a glass jaw, be sure you're doing your part for disaster preparedness. This is your ConoRad program. This is Operation Alert 1961. Operation Alert is a test exercise, not a real alert. In time of disaster, you might also hear an official message from the Illinois Civil Defense Agency. Here is the type of message you might receive from Major General J.L. Homer, Illinois Civil Defense Director.
Once a year, starting at the nation's capital and extending down to the smallest community, civil defense disaster plans of the nation are tested for their adequacy in meeting emergencies of enormous proportions. These large-scale disasters, whether natural or man-made, might come with limited warning time. Demands for relief and assistance would be astronomical. The time for testing plans is before calamities occur. This is the reason for holding the annual Operation Alert 1961 test, which is being held nationwide today and tomorrow, Friday, April 28th, and Saturday, April 29th. Simulated attacks delivered by manned bombers and missiles will be made on Illinois in a series of simulated attack waves. Based on an announced grave international situation preceding this day of mock attacks, a simulated strategic evacuation of target cities was started yesterday, which will reduce target city populations 30% to 50%. This is possible based upon availability of over 20 hours warning time. Evacuation from densely populated centers which were classed as potential targets for an enemy is the best course of action if time permits. Operation Alert 1961 will be controlled at federal, state, and local levels by a group of umpires who will schedule release of bomb strikes and radiological effects for exercise participants. In Illinois, the exercise will be controlled and directed from the State Control Center in accordance with previously coordinated civil defense plans now in hands of all local authorities throughout the state. Operation Alert is a time to check our preparedness in advance of disaster. When a real emergency occurs, there is no second chance.
You have just heard a message from Major General J.L. Homer, Director of the Illinois Civil Defense Agency. You are listening to your CONELRAD program. This is Operation Alert 1961. This is a test exercise, not a real alert. Stay tuned for other messages from federal, state, and local civil defense officials.
Nearly every family has an occasional accident in the home which requires immediate first aid. Most of these are minor. But there may come a time when fast action, emergency first aid, could stave off disaster for a friend, a neighbor, or a member of your family. In case of war, knowledge of first aid would be vital. Civil defense authorities recommend that at least one member of each family take a civil defense first aid course. This safety first medical knowledge will prove invaluable to you in war or peace. Right now, you can probably think of many times when first aid would be important. You can't always count on someone else. There may come a day when the life or death of someone near you might rest in your hands. Will you be prepared? Take the first step today. Call your Red Cross or Civil Defense Office. Find out when you can take the course and then sign up. Remember, a first aid course today means greater safety for your family tomorrow.
You are listening to CONELRAD. This is an Operation Alert 1961 test exercise. This is not a real alert. Stay tuned to your CONELRAD program for more messages from federal, state, and local civil defense authorities.
We want you to know how clearly you are receiving these messages. So please send a postcard to the broadcasting station to which you were listening before the start of this CONELRAD program. Give your address and indicate whether you heard the program on 640 or 1240, and whether these messages were received good, meaning loud and clear, meaning faint but understandable, or poor, meaning indistinct or not at all. This is a civil defense test exercise to determine the efficiency of CONELRAD emergency broadcasting. Please write in. Now let me repeat. Please send a postcard to the broadcasting station to which you were listening before the start of this CONELRAD program. Give your address and indicate whether you heard the program on 640 or 1240, and whether these messages were received good, meaning loud and clear, fair, meaning faint but understandable, or poor, meaning indistinct or not at all. You are tuned to CONELRAD, 640 or 1240 on your radio dial. This is an Operation Alert 1961 program. But this is a test exercise and not a real alert. And now we take you for a national announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, a message from the President of the United States.
Fellow Americans, the annual civil defense exercise, of which this broadcast is a part, is a test of our program of peaceful preparedness. We do not expect war. However, common prudence demands that we take all necessary measures to protect our homes, our institutions, and our way of life, so that they can survive should an enemy thrust war upon us. Should the United States ever be subjected to direct enemy attack, CONELRAD and the National Emergency Broadcasting System will be vital to our defense. This carefully planned program would prevent an enemy from using our radio stations to assist him, and yet permits emergency broadcasting such as you now hear. The voluntary participation of the radio and television broadcasters of the nation at their own expense is a commendable example of individual responsibility which is so essential to the survival of this nation. In the whole area of civil defense, there is the same requirement. It is true that your government, too, must fulfill its responsibility in civil defense with vigorous leadership. To this end, I have directed an intensive study of the whole subject of emergency planning. It is also true, however, that individual preparedness, which is beyond the province of government, is essential to an effective civil defense. For unless individual Americans plan to protect their own families, the most ambitious and carefully organized activities of government will prove inadequate. We are a people of strong faith in ourselves and in our institutions. We believe that our freedom and our liberty are worth protecting. Therefore, I ask you to support civil emergency planning in your local communities. To those participating in this three-day exercise, I express my appreciation for your active response to the obligations of citizenship in a free country.
You have just heard the President of the United States, John F. Kennedy. Now, the Director of the Office of Civil and Defense Mobilization, Frank B. Ellis.
The President's statement that individual preparedness is essential to an effective civil defense should inspire our citizens to plan now to protect themselves under attack conditions, such as are now being simulated for training purposes. By relinquishing this airtime to the government to test the emergency broadcast network, the radio and television industry has made a contribution to national readiness worthy of the highest commendation. Other industries are making similar contributions of time and effort to civil emergency defense beyond the province of government action. Governors, mayors, and other elected leaders will speak to you this afternoon in the Final Red Radio Alert program in every state, county, and municipality. I urge you to consider their messages with the closest attention. They will emphasize that leadership and direction of your community effort for preparedness is now available, and that government everywhere is ready to serve you in the effort to show you how to protect yourselves and families, and thereby preserve our most valuable resource, our people. There are many protected sites outside of Washington designed to continue federal operations in the most extreme emergency. Personnel are at these locations now, carrying out emergency assignments and communications, damage assessment, fallout forecasting, and many other activities needed to maintain your government in time of disaster. We are now taking steps to improve various aspects of our national program. Among these are the warning network, which quickly reach every home and town and person in America. Our stockpiles of emergency medical supplies, which must be dispersed widely and in sufficient quantity for all emergency requirements, are being handled. Against contaminated fallout, we are planning a complete program and are manning these operations by trained personnel using dependable instruments everywhere in America to measure the degree of radioactive fallout. Our mobilization, management, and protection of national resources must be adequate to meet both military and civilian needs as we recover from attack. Under the leadership of our great president, I ask you to support civil emergency planning for your community and in your home. Every measure taken now by you and your family, your city and state authorities, or the federal government reduces the likelihood of nuclear war. Peace cannot be taken for granted. We must keep our guard up on the home front. Our powerful military forces cannot save us if our civil population lacks the will and capacity to survive.
Thank you, Mr. Ellis. You've just heard messages from the President of the United States and OCDM Director Frank Ellis, broadcast from a secret government relocation site somewhere outside Washington. This concludes the presidential message.
This is a part of 1961 Operation Alert program. This is a test exercise, not a real alert.
The following messages are from your Illinois Civil Defense Agency and from your local civil defense authorities. As a civilian in time of war or other disasters, you may require outside assistance, food, clothing, or other public aid. To tell you about advanced planning in this vital survival area, here is Mr. Peter Cahill, Executive Secretary of the Illinois Public Aid Commission.
Emergency welfare services means locally provided measures for feeding, clothing, housing, or lodging in private and group care facilities, registration and information, locating and reuniting families, care of unaccompanied children, the aged, the handicapped, and other groups needing specialized care or services, necessary financial assistance or assistance in kind, and all other feasible welfare aid and services to people in need during a civil defense emergency. Nothing will be more important in the aftermath of nuclear attack, if it comes, than provision of basic necessities of life to the surviving population and help with the human problems of adjustment. Responsibility for emergency welfare services has been delegated to the Illinois Public Aid Commission, but that agency will be unable to do the whole emergency welfare job by itself. It needs the help and cooperation of other governmental agencies carrying on a civil defense program, and the invaluable assistance of voluntary welfare and related organizations, school officials, community leaders, and countless individuals. Local organizations have the vitally important task of planning, staffing, and initiating activities at the point where emergency services will actually be given. It is here that the detailed lodging, feeding, clothing, counseling, and other welfare programs must be established. Welfare center areas will be established within counties and cities to break the emergency operating job into manageable sections and to make certain that essential survival services are available locally. Though appalling and enormous in total requirements, the task of meeting these emergency welfare needs is by no means impossible. By beginning now to prepare, the emergency welfare job can and will be brought within the capacity of almost any community. Its success will be accomplished by each of us rallying to the assistance of our neighbors in times of need within the dictates of our American traditions.
You have just heard a message from Mr. Peter Cahill, Executive Secretary of the Illinois Public Aid Commission.
You are tuned to ConElrad, 640 or 1240 on your radio dial. This is an Operation Alert 1961 program. This is a test exercise, not a real alert. Under actual ConElrad broadcasting, you would also hear from your local civil defense authority. One message might be from the mayor of your community with important information about local plans. Your mayor might say that this is a serious emergency. He might warn you that enemy bombers and missiles are heading for Chicago, Peoria, Springfield, Rock Island, or other key Illinois target cities. That your civil defense organizations are functioning. He might advise you to evacuate if you're in a target city, or to take immediate shelter until further notice if in other areas. He would advise that he or his appointed civil defense authorities will speak to you whenever developments require. He would urge you to keep tuned to 640 or 1240 for this information. This is the type of message your mayor would give if Operation Alert were a real emergency. This is just an illustration of the type of information you would hear. First-hand information from your elected and appointed leaders, from people you know and respect. This is ConElrad, the emergency broadcasting means of dispelling rumors and enemy propaganda, which, unchecked, would cause panic.
This is a civil defense test exercise, and you're listening to ConElrad. We want to know how clearly you receive these messages. Please send a postcard to the broadcasting station to which you were listening, give your address, and indicate whether you heard the program on 640 or 1240, and whether the messages were received good, meaning loud and clear, fair, meaning faint but understandable, or poor, meaning indistinct or not at all. This is a civil defense test exercise to determine the efficiency of ConElrad emergency broadcasting. Please write in. This is a test exercise, not a real alert. In time of real emergency, you might also hear from your local director of civil defense, who might have this important message.
Your local civil defense director would probably say, attention please, your local civil defense organization is fully mobilized and in action. He would urge that you listen continuously to ConElrad for reports and instructions. He'd ask that you act quickly but cautiously, that you check your emergency food supply. Be sure your portable battery radio is operating, that your flashlight has good batteries. If you're in a target city, he'd urge that your car be gassed up, ready for emergency evacuation if ordered. In addition, he would possibly introduce your local fire chief, who would tell you that firefighting equipment had been dispersed beyond city limits, that all disaster equipment has two-way radio in direct contact with your civil defense headquarters, ready to act as required. He'd probably suggest that you fill all tubs and basins with water in case of a stand-fast order and eventual water cutoff, that you extinguish all flames, shut off utilities, and listen to Conrad.
This is an Illinois Civil Defense Operation Alert 1961 announcement. This is the type of message you might receive if the present exercise were a real emergency. This is a test exercise, not a real emergency.
Your Conrad program now brings you Francis B. Forgell, Senior Scientific Advisor, Army Research Foundation, and leading authority on effects of nuclear weapons. Mr. Forgell will discuss fallout hazards and evaluate federal, state, and local civil defense measures against nuclear attacks.
The present civil defense program could save 100 million American lives if each adult did his part. The point is not merely your life and mine, but is what we do for the children. Indifference, surrender, or race suicide will not help them. Neither will useless fear. Protection from fallout is relatively easy. Fallout takes hours or days to sift down through the atmosphere and decays swiftly at early times. During the first day, the radioactivity decreases 6,000 times from its rate at the first minute. Even where fallout might be deadly in the open, a simple basement shelter, merely being below ground level, would shield from any measurable harm. Food and water in dust-free containers, like cans, tanks, paper, or plastic sacks, are entirely safe afterwards. Close enough to any bomb, nothing would survive the blast and heat, true. But wherever it hits, this central, hopeless area is always relatively small. Areas of lesser damage are 100 times as large. There, most of us will be, and there, a shelter may count as life or death.
This concludes the Conrad test program, a part of 1961 Operation Alert. We would like to know how clearly you receive these messages. Please send a postcard to the station to which you are listening, give your address, and indicate how well you heard the program on 640 or 1240. You are requested now to tune in the station to which you were listening. This concludes the Conrad test program. All stations will now return to their regularly assigned broadcasting frequencies.
WSBC in Chicago. WSBC has been participating in a statewide Conrad test. Radio station WSBC now leaves the air to return this evening at 8 p.m. Stand by now for WEDC sharing this frequency. Good afternoon.